RAN, RNZ and tracking group of Chinese warships approaching Australia's east coast. By Breitbart London on February 20, 2025. Melbourne, Australia, AP. The Australian and New Zealand militaries were monitoring three Chinese warships moving unusually far south along Australia's east coast on an unknown mission, officials said Thursday. The Australian government revealed a week ago that the warships had travelled through Southeast Asia and the Coral Sea and were approaching Northeast Australia. Defence Minister Richard Marles said Thursday that the Chinese ships, the naval frigate Hung Yong, cruiser Zunyi and replenishment vessel Weishenhu, were off the east coast of Australia. Defence officials did not respond to a request for comment on a Financial Times report that the task group from China's military, the People's Liberation Army, was 150 nautical miles, 278 kilometers, east of Sydney. There is no doubt that this is, not unprecedented, but an unusual event, Marles told Sky News Television. Marles said Australian Navy ships and Air Force planes were monitoring the Chinese ships' movements through international waters that are in Australia's exclusive economic zone, the area beyond its territorial waters where a nation has exclusive economic rights. They're entitled to be where they are. Australia is also entitled to be prudent and we are monitoring very closely what the activities of the task group are, Marles told reporters. What we will do whenever this mission is over on the part of the Chinese task group is engage in a full assessment of what the Chinese were seeking to achieve in respect of this mission, he added. In Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun was asked at a media briefing on Wednesday about the Chinese warship's location and replied he was not aware of the situation. The Chinese embassy in Australia did not immediately respond to a request for comment Thursday. Marles said Australia had engaged with its nearest neighbour Papua New Guinea over its response because the Chinese had travelled around the South Pacific island nation's coast on their way to Australia's exclusive economic zone. Australia was also working very closely with New Zealand, which is separated from the Australian east coast by the Tasman Sea, he said. New Zealand's military was also monitoring the Chinese ships by sea and air in coordination with Australia, New Zealand Defence Minister Judith Collins said in a statement. We have not been informed by the Chinese government why this task group has been deployed into our region, and we have not been informed what its future plans are, she added. We will continue to monitor these vessels. Jennifer Parker, an expert associate of Australia's National Security College and a former Australian naval officer, said Chinese warships rarely travelled so far south along the nation's east coast. This is part of a broader power projection from the PLA Navy and we should expect to see more of this in the Pacific and in the Indian Ocean, Parker said. The Chinese deployment comes as the head of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command Admiral Samuel Paparo visits Australia this week. Parker said the timing was likely coincidental given the Chinese deployment would have been planned well in advance and the United States doesn't release information about their senior officers' travel until close to the visit. Without knowing exactly where the ships are going. The point of this deployment, I think, is to demonstrate to Australia that they have the capability to come down and operate in our maritime domain, Parker said. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told a news conference he was not worried by reports of Chinese warships off Sydney. The Chinese naval ships are complying with international law. But as we do, we are monitoring the situation and observing what is going on, as you would expect, Albanese said. Three Chinese warships visited Sydney Harbour in 2019. But their voyage had been approved by the Australian government. Australia's diplomatic and trade relations with China have improved in recent years, but relations between the two militaries are dangerous. Australia protested what it described as an unsafe interaction last week over the South China Sea where a Chinese fighter is accused of releasing flares that endangered an Australian military surveillance plane. Guo, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson, accused the Australian aircraft of deliberately intruding into airspace over the disputed Paracel Islands, which China claims